SATU yesterday calling for all schools to be closed until after the peak of the coronavirus in the country. The union claiming that the department was failing to ensure effective teaching and learning during this lockdown. The Secretary General of SATU, Mokoena Maluleke, claiming a number of schools were experiencing a high rate of absenteeism due to fears by both pupils and teachers. Most schools in Gauteng are COVID-19 hotspot areas, and in a recent press briefing, the Basic Education Director General Matanzi Mamwele saying that out of the more than 25,000 schools in the country, 8,047 were in the hotspots and 6,995 of those were public schools. He joins me on the line now. But Matanzi, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Brother Africa, and good morning to the Kids Talk listener. It's a great pleasure to be with you this morning, early in the morning.
It sounds like you have me on a speakerphone, so I'm going to ask if it is at all possible for you to pick up the unit so that we can hear you a little bit clearer, please.
I am not on the speakerphone. Can you hear me clearer now?
I know we can hear you, but it just there is a distance. It's an important enough conversation, I think, for us to forge ahead. What is the Basic Education Department's official response to the resolution taken by the NEC of SATU yesterday that schools must be closed until after the COVID-19 pandemic peaks in South Africa?
Well, Africa, SATU's resolutions are consistent with the resolutions that would be taken by organizations that represent employees this time of the pandemic or the peak. And therefore, our view is that it would be expected of organizations such as this ones to raise issues that SATU has raised. And all the issues that they have raised are not issues that you are not engaging with. The issue of the peak, for instance, is a matter that is on the table of the cabinet and government for discussion and to look at whether we have enough capacity in the health system to deal with the peak and at the same time to deal with large sectors and institutions such as basic education. We do not want schools to become sites of infections. And the Ministerial Advisory Committee, two members of our senior managers, one a medical doctor from the department, are working with that committee to monitor that schools do not become sites of infection. But the issue of attendance, Africa, truth be told, if people have been benchmarking with what is happening elsewhere in the world. And when we talked about benchmark, we were criticized to say you can't compare South Africa with other countries. And it's quite interesting that people have started to do so now. But our assessment, because we meet with provinces every day, from 8 o'clock this morning we meet with Northwest, after that we meet with other provinces and so on. We monitor attendance. And our average national attendance is 80%, which far exceeds the attendance that our benchmark, talking to our counterparts in other ministries in the world, where they experienced very, very, very low attendance. And I'm therefore saying it's not something that is unique to South Africa. As we get really into the peak, of course, the attendance is likely to even go much lower than it is at the moment. The issue of supporting learners through broadcast solutions and online, everybody knows that we started that during lockdown. We are continuing with that even after lockdown. So all of those things are part of the plan. And I must say that our plan is extremely flexible. We're listening to public opinion, we're listening to stakeholders. The minister is engaging with an extensive consultation process now about, as we get into the eye of the storm of the peak, what are the options that are available for us as the sector? So the minister is meeting with five teacher unions from 8 to 9 today. And then beyond that, the minister will then be meeting with Association of School Governing Bodies. The minister will be meeting with broader civil society organizations, listening to them. Over the weekend, the minister will go to cabinet and make her contribution based on the consultation process that the minister has been making.
One of those options, I imagine, Matanzima, is then not to close schools until after the peak of COVID-19 pandemic in South Africa.
Well, my first point was that, in fact, there are daily discussions between our minister and the Minister of Health. The Minister of Health is best placed to say to our minister, look, we have enough capacity. Even if we get into the peak, we could still continue to service the basic education because they are servicing us. On a daily basis, we call on their services when symptoms are being picked up for them to test, track and trace. If the Minister of Health probably gives our minister that guarantee, there would be no need to consider closing schools. But if the Minister of Health says, look, we are quite occupied and we are overstretched, I can only assume that in provinces such as Gauteng, where the numbers, the caseload continues to increase virtually every day, the health system will definitely be stretched. We've already seen in the Eastern Cape that some extent the health system is being stretched. We also know that in the Western Cape that the health system has been stretched. So those discussions are happening between our minister and the Minister of Health. Depending on the outcomes of those discussions as well, which will land in cabinet, and I'm sure the hard questions will be asked by cabinet to both ministers, whether we do have the requisite capacity to deal with the peak and at the same time to service education. And if the answer is yes, of course, your projection could probably be the outcome of that. But if the answer is no, of course, then it means that we need to consider running schools differently. Cabinet might say close all of them, or cabinet might say leave this grade. Like Satu said, Satu suggested that we leave grade 12. We come up with mechanisms for grade 12 and so on. Those are the options that will be discussed by cabinet.
Let me ask this. I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you, Matanzima, but how many confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been reported in our schools as far as learners as well as teachers are concerned?
Well, unfortunately, these numbers keep changing. We're reporting on them on a weekly basis. And unfortunately, I don't have the table before me at the moment. Otherwise, I would provide you the numbers. But our assessment last time was that the numbers in the sector are not out of kilter at all. The numbers of learners, I think, were below 1%, which is consistent with what the literature in the world and the research has been telling us, that children generally are very low carriers of the virus.
The Council of Education Ministers noting the resolution by the South African Democratic Teachers Union and saying that they will happily go and take legal action against all individuals and groups that continue to disrupt schooling. This is, I suppose, that's the only arsenal that you have, right? So if the unions, let's play the worst case scenario out here, decide we are intent on making sure that schools are closed, the unions call out some sort of protest action, they try to stop teaching from taking place, this is an avenue that the department can take in ensuring that schooling does continue as far as it is safe for both the learners and the teachers for them to do so.
Well, it's a possibility, but from our engagement with unions, we've also been engaging with them individually. We'll be meeting five of them from 8 to 9, as I said. We do not think that that's the intention from their side at all. The engagement with them has been extremely constructive. They've been coming up with options, and they do not even intend withdrawing labor. If they do that, they know that there are processes to be followed. If they are not followed, then they remain illegal and the requisite recourse then will have to be followed if they pursue illegal processes. And legal action is not one of them. Legal action is about these individuals and groupings who are just waking up and disrupt schools. And some of these people are people who took us to court, who lost more than once in court. Now they've resorted to these actions that are completely illegal. So we want to use the law to bring them in line. These people have no respect for the rule of law of the country. But organized formations such as unions and so on, I don't think that it's part of their options to disrupt schools.
All right. Martin Zeba, thank you very much. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you. Thank you for affording us the time. The Basic Education Director General, Martin Zeba Mweli.